This is Truth Dig Radio. I'm TruthDig.com managing editor Peter Z. Scheer. This show is recorded and broadcast from KPFK in Los Angeles. You may know the P is for Pacifica. You may not know that this is the oldest public radio network in America. Joining us now from Pacifica's headquarters in Berkeley, California is Margie Wilkinson, chair of the Pacifica National Board. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's wonderful to have you on. Pacifica has been very much in the news, and especially in sort of the media circles, the chattering class of the media world lately. Lots of controversy, lots of stuff going on. Are you at Pacifica in Berkeley?
No, I'm actually next door at KPFA, the Pacifica affiliate here in
Berkeley. Oh, okay. And so what, I guess, fill us in. What has been going on?
Well, on March 13th, the Pacifica National Board voted to terminate Summer Reese, who had been serving as our interim executive director. The next day, we attempted to change the locks on the door, and that didn't work out because of a burglar alarm. So we put a padlock on the door. On the following Monday, March 17th, Ms. Reese cut the padlock off the door with bolt cutters and took pictures of herself doing it and put them on the internet. And she's been occupying the office since, not allowing those of us who have a right to be there as Pacifica board members to enter the building. We have we've asked her to leave many times and attempted to explain to her that she is, in fact, engaging in trespass, but it hasn't worked. Meanwhile, we've been working from the outside, putting together a leadership group and a new leadership group for the foundation, and moving forward as best we can while she continues to occupy the building.
So let me ask you first off, I guess, who is in charge?
Well, actually, now we have a new person in charge. Bernard Duncan, who was the general manager there at KPFK.
Lovely man.
Right. He left his position at KPFK and has agreed to come on as the interim executive director, and has been working this week to begin those efforts. And we're very happy to have him. We think it's wonderful that we have a radio professional with his background and talent.
Right. Bernard comes from New Zealand and was, correct me if I'm wrong, he was a part of their national broadcasting service?
That's right. Right. Exactly.
We worked with him here at KPFK, and he was always a very pleasant, cordial person to work with. So that's
indeed. And knows a lot about radio.
So what is it like? I have to admit, I'm very ignorant of the politics of Pacifica. I've been reading about it. I guess why don't I ask you, do you feel like these reports from outside the network get it? Are they fair? Is the network in crisis? What's your reaction to this?
Well, it's sort of twofold. I think the network is in trouble financially. We know that, and that's been out there publicly. But I'm confident that with appropriate leadership and some extensive transparency, we'll be able to put it back together. There are real problems. I think there are real governance issues. I think that the way the foundation is put together does not make for a very highly functioning organization, and we have to make some changes in the bylaws and change the way things are done. Clearly, change is the order of the day, and I think everyone involved, most people involved in Pacifica agree with that.
Yeah, it's funny, when there was some internal strife happening, another programmer asked me if I understood how the foundation worked, and I didn't, and I couldn't explain it to him, and he couldn't explain it to me. And I imagine many of our listeners are in the same position of supporting a station and a network that they don't always, know and know what's going on. How can people become more involved in Pacifica if they want to learn more about it?
Well, you can certainly go to our webpage. You can listen to meetings online. The way the network works, and go to your local radio station and volunteer if you're near one, and find out how things are working there. In general, the way the network works is that there are five radio stations: Los Angeles, Berkeley, Houston, Texas, Washington, D.C., and New York, and they are all part of the foundation, the Pacifica National Foundation. And the funding for the foundation comes from the money that the individual stations raise from listeners. So a portion of that money is sent to the national office, and the national office does things like deals with insurance and the broadcasting of Democracy Now! And payroll and things like that. One of my concerns is that over the last several years, the national office has taken on functions that had previously been done by the local stations. And I think we need some decentralization and some greater autonomy at the local stations. But I see a role for Pacifica, but I don't think that right now the way the national is functioning is particularly helpful to the stations. So I encourage people to think about how we can make the stations more independent, the individual stations more independent, and have a greater autonomy.
One of my concerns as someone involved in this community has been the Pacifica Archives. The people work here in the building in Los Angeles, and they do wonderful work preserving Pacifica's incredible history, the library of recordings with, you know, figures like Martin Luther King and Che Guevara. How do the archives get their support, and are they in danger?
Actually, the archives are sort of the sixth station, in a sense. We also have one other program, the Pacifica Affiliates, which is over 200 stations that have access to an audio port and take programs from the various Pacifica stations, which they play. These are mostly small community radio stations. So the archives and the affiliates are both important parts of the overall Pacifica network. I agree with you. I think that the archives are an amazingly important resource, and they just did a fabulous thing on women's history that was just amazing. And they've gotten some very significant grants from the federal government. But their basic support comes from, again, from a small portion of the listener money that comes into the various stations is supposed to go to the archives to help them. And that's been a real struggle because some of the stations are really struggling and have a hard time raising enough money just for their basic necessities and are having a hard time funding their portion of the archives, which makes the archives struggle. So I very much encourage support for the archives. This coming Tuesday on April 15th, we'll be celebrating Pacifica's 65th anniversary, and there will be programming dealing with that on all of the stations. And the archives have a big role to play in that. They will be providing premiums from the archives themselves, and hopefully the archives will be able to make some money off of this day of special programming.
Let me ask you, and let me just remind our listeners and those who may be joining us for the first time, this is Truth Dig Radio, and we are speaking with Margie Wilkinson, who is the new chair of the Pacifica National Board. She's been kind enough to take our questions about what's going on at the station, at the network. And tell us more about you and where you come from and what your perspective is.
I'm a retired clerical worker. I worked at UC Berkeley for 40 years, where I was a union activist, and I've been a union activist all of my adult life. I know how to run a contentious meeting. I was my union's chief negotiator for 18,000 UC clerical staff. But I have to tell you, I don't know how to run a radio network, and that's why I was so happy to turn that task over to a radio professional like Bernard Duncan, because I came to the board as a listener and a supporter of KPFA. I was first on the local station board and then elected by the local station board to the national board, and then in February in Washington, D.C., I was elected by the national board to be chair. This is my penchant is for trying to run meetings that are not contentious and where everyone feels like they have an opportunity to be heard, which has been very difficult recently because there is great division in the national board.
Well, tell us, how can people who have strong feelings about this, I'm pretty ignorant of the factions and the politics, I have to admit, that go on around Pacifica as they've been reported or rumored to me, but surely they exist, and if people have a different point of view, what's the proper way to air that?
Well, first of all, you can write to the Pacifica National Board. We have a public email address, which is pmb@pacifica.org. I am personally a member of a group called Save KPFA. That's the group with which I ran when I ran for the local station board. And SaveKPFA.org has a website with a lot of information, a lot of history, a lot of information about Summer Rees, who is the terminated executive director. So I think there are resources out there. I think if you Google Pacifica, you might find some of them. There are many email lists that people subscribe to. I don't know how many people those lists actually touch. Save KPFA does have a Facebook page where there's an ongoing conversation about what's happening at Pacifica and about the, you know, the general concerns around the network.
Well, thanks so much for joining us and answering our questions today. I know I found it informative.
Well, thank you very much.
Margie Wilkinson is chair of the Pacifica National Board, and you can find more at the Pacifica website. That's it for Truth Dig Radio. Josh Rashier produced the program. Thanks to our guests, Kasha Anderson, Renee Beyer, David K. Johnston, and Margie Wilkinson. Thanks also to our board op, D'Angelo Jones, engineer Sam Mizrahi, and radio guru Alan Minsky. I'm Peter Z. Shear. Cheers. Bye.